And welcome to part two.
Part two. Should we roll the theme in Capital Growth Spot again?
Nope.
Okay.
God, I'm so sick of this technology bullshit. Okay. Anyway, so the answer is yes, they get to set their own.
They get to set their own percentages. They can change them anytime. You can go online. The Valley is classified into regions. The Strip, downtown, North Las Vegas, Laughlin, Boulder Highway, Mesquite, Elko, and Reno.
Right.
And the best value for your slot dollar, Scott?
I'm going to go with, I already know, because you actually said this. It was fantastic information, but nobody heard it.
Boulder Highway.
Oh.
Only a average of 5.55% hold, meaning they return 94.45%.
So you can get both meth and a good payback.
Absolutely. Well, you get the payback first, then you go buy the meth.
And then you get the payback. Yeah. How's that? All right. Okay. Hey. Let's continue with this non-technical issue show. By the way, this is again brought to you by the good people at TriCaster. Mm. Actually, NewTek's TriCaster. Hey, RQS, real quick ones. Okay, first intro video. Thanks again to Scott, Kid Dakota, for sending in his video introducing our show. And you can do the same thing. All you have to do is send in a video. And how do you hold your phone, Wayne?
You hold your phone not this way.
Nope.
Bad people.
That's right.
People that kick puppies
right.
Hold their phone this way. Don't be a puppy kicker.
Don't be a puppy kicker. Yep.
You're going to
And you're
going
to say something like, hey, this is Scott Whitney or Dave Smith from Effingham, Illinois, and you're watching the Living in Las Vegas podcast from the Vegas Video Network. You can say something funny or pithy or brag about your town, anything you like. That would be fantastic. Okay. Cirque du Soleil is touring a new show throughout the world, which means, okay, throughout the United States. Which means that if you're in a reasonably large town, Cirque du Soleil may come by. And this Cirque du Soleil is based upon the movie Avatar. Then they actually had the balls to tour that show here in Las Vegas.
So do I have to watch that with glasses on?
No, it's not 3D in that way. It's 3D because they're humans running around, in this case, the T-Mobile Arena.
Oh, that's old technology, though.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Let me give you my one-word review of Cirque du Soleil Avatar. Skip it. It's two words for a lot of people, but I pronounced it as a single word.
So you would say it's horrible.
I would say ticket or skip it. Skip it. Here's
I thought
why.
It was hot or horrible.
Oh, it's hot and horrible. It's horrible. Here's why. There are lots of really good Cirque shows here, and some not so good.
Mm.
And so you could argue, you're Vegas people. You're so used to all these Cirque shows. That's why you didn't like it. Before I moved to Vegas, I lived in the Bay Area, and we had Cirque shows come by once a year. So I saw a lot of Cirque shows before I ever came to Las Vegas. And guess what? That show that I saw was not good as any of the shows I saw in San Francisco. Mm. Here's why. It bored me to tears. Holy crap. Look, when I watch Cirque shows, here's what I want to see. I want to see fucking people flying around and flipping and doing cool stuff. And the music that is cool music and the words that don't mean anything. Okay, that wasn't pretty Cirque-y, but you get my idea. You get my gist. Here's what I got here. Basically, here's what happened in Avatar before the movie started.
Mm.
Oh, for fuck's sake, this is boring as crap. And what I showed you there, that picture, that's the Tree of Life. Now, I don't know if you saw Avatar.
I have not.
But the Tree of Life was a pretty important part of the show, of the movie. Super important. It was arguably the heart of the movie. Literally, it's the Tree of Life, for fuck's sake.
Okay.
That's the Tree of Life there. What that looks like is a jellyfish dying.
A little bit.
Yeah. And that's not a feature, as I want to say. And you can see the guy right there kind of explaining how the whole show goes. Look, save your money. Instead of seeing the Avatar Cirque du Soleil come by your town, save your money and then come to Vegas and go see O or Ka or Love. Those are my three. Or Mystere. Go any of those four. You go to any of those four Cirque shows, you know where you're going to go? You go, Scott Whitney, you saved my life. You told me to go to a good Cirque show instead of the crap thing that's flying around my place right now.
Okay. Now, you know what else you might be able to see in Vegas in a couple years?
What's that?
And that's the Raiders. So let me give you a quick. So let's talk about that. Let's do a real quick story on that, because I got something that you don't even know that I think you're gonna really appreciate deep down, as Stevie Wonder would say, in the cockles of your heart.
It's unlikely that I will appreciate this because I probably haven't made this clear before, but I'm against them being here.
Okay. Well. So here's what happened.
By the way, surprising that what's his name pulled out, right? You know why? It's not
well, that's what I was going to talk about. So Sheldon fell out of favor. He decided the deal wasn't for him anymore.
Right.
So he took his proverbial ball of $650 million and went home.
Yeah.
Goldman Sachs, who was supposed to be the backup on that, if you will, said, "Ooh, you know what? We were only in the deal if Sheldon was in the deal." So they left as well.
Right.
So that left currently where we're at right now, what's unknown, is a $650 million funding gap from what they were going to put in, added to the hotel tax of $750, and then what the Raiders were going to bring to the table.
Yep.
So a business savvy or a, what's the word I'm looking for? Not prosperous, but a Raiders fan.
Oh, this is a GoFundMe thing?
It's to set up a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
For $650 million.
You know how much they've had so far?
They're at $630.
Fuck, they're right there.
But
only
closer than that, Scott. Who do you think was the first person to pledge money to that project?
You.
It was me. I contributed $5. Who do you think was the second person?
Your wife.
You.
So, did you really?
Because if you go to the GoFundMe page, the very first $10.
Hold on.
I don't know. You can't put my screen up on the monitor, can you?
Not that one, but I can go. So GoFundMe, GoFundMe Raiders bullshit.
Yep.
Raiders thing. Oh, that's fucking hysterical. Hey, GoFundMe Raiders. That is so funny.
It's a GoFundMe, bring the Raiders to Las Vegas.
Okay, that's, you know what that is? That's comedy gold. That is comedy gold. Let me find
it. Now, this story about the GoFundMe, I have seen not only in the Review Journal and the Sun, I've seen it in California newspapers. It made the Time magazine earlier this morning.
Good Lord. I'm bringing in audio from this laptop. I'm going to actually bring the laptop up.
Okay.
I'm using some special NDI software from the good people over at Netflix. Or, I don't even give a shit what they're called anymore. Where is this website? Hold on.
It's GoFundMe.com / bring the Raiders
so
to...
Here's where I'm
here we
at.
Go.
So,
yep.
So find me where I got
to
go.
So you're going to click on that link to go to the GoFundMe page to click the picture.
But this is a Twitter page I'm on right now.
Yeah, click the picture.
Oh, here? Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're going to actually go to GoFundMe's website.
Okay, all right.
This is where you're going to see that they are just a little bit short of the goal. Still plenty of time. $630 million.
Okay. Apparently, I've already given, so back off.
Yes, X that out.
All right.
Now scroll down.
All right.
You're in the recent donation list. It sorts at Z to A. So we're going to go down the list.
You
keep
were
going.
So funny.
Keep going. And click. Go see more until you get to 36.
They're not that many. Right, so let's see what we got.
There's been 36 donations.
Raiders and
you're gonna have to click see more. Two
well, there
more
sure
times.
Are a lot of people who are doing this.
36 explains, of them.
That's why it explains why they're at $600 and some odd.
Mm-hmm. 630.
Okay, we're still looking.
And one more
Jesus,
click.
Jesus, crime of diddlies.
And you're gonna see once this loads the very first person contributing
Wayne
$10.
On behalf of myself and Scott Whitney
of the Vegas Video Network.
Oh, that is fantastic. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
We were the first ones in. We got in on the ground floor of this. So I don't know, maybe we'll get a brick or something at the entrance.
The fact that you were willing to spend $10 for a comedy bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud to have you as a host.
I spent $25 on vodka. $10 was like on sale. It was like getting a discount that week.
Okay, that was just fantastic.
So if for some crazy reason our campaign does not get $650 million,
chance it won't.
Very, very remote. However, the person in charge of the campaign has pledged to donate that money to the Children's Miracle Network here in Las Vegas.
Fantastic. All right, that was very good. I congratulate you on the comedy gold that just took place.
Can I expense in that $10?
You absolutely can expense it. Oh. We're a little short on cash.
Oh, okay.
But you absolutely, put it in. We'll have it in our records.
Yeah.
Okay. Chat questions. We got one real quick. What is happening with the D's new property? I have no fucking idea what's happening. I know. I'll tell you one thing. Dupree's isn't there anymore. And what you hear right now is a collective bunch of pancake fucks who are like, oh, I don't have Dupree's anymore.
It was Dupars.
Dupars. It shows you how much I know about it. I don't have Dupars anymore. It was the best pancakes in the world. You know who has the best pancakes in the world? IHOP. They're international. It's the International House. You can't be called the International House of Pancakes unless you have great pancakes around the whole world. That's the law. It's a goddamn law. I know it is. So here's
the Review Journal readers get to vote on that? Because that might be best pancakes.
Well, so finally, even a blind squirrel finds a nut, and the people at the Review Journal actually figure out what's good, if that's in fact what they did. This whole whiny, crying bullshit about Dupars closing down reminds me very much like, Sahara. Oh, it's so sad that the Sahara was closed down. Hey, did you ever go to the Sahara? No. It's so sad that the Riviera shut down. No. It's so... Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
If it was such a great
place. The Vegas Club.
If it was so good, you should have gone.
Mm-hmm. Mermaids.
Yeah. Yeah. So mm-hmm. Go. Don't go and shut the fuck up.
People say, I love the deep fried Twinkies and Oreos. How many times did you have them?
Right.
Well, that one time we came to Vegas.
One time?
Oh.
How long have you been?
Oh, your $6.95 order really kept them going.
Right. Yeah. So Derek Stevens whipped them up. So what's happening? They're not really talking about what's really happening there at all. But I have a little insight in that, and I'm not hearing anything right now. So I don't know. And quite frankly, let them.
Whoever can pay rent can have it.
But that's basically it. I think that I read.
Denny's, maybe?
Yeah. Well, Denny's is problematic. Because Denny's has allegedly a reputation of after you eat there, you might have to use the restroom. Allegedly.
Well, not to mention they have the Denny's with the wedding chapel downtown already.
Right.
Yeah.
Because when you think class, you think a wedding at Denny's. And who doesn't?
I might renew my vows there.
Would you?
Yeah.
Can I go? Can I live stream it? I'll do it for free. I'll give you the inside scoop discount.
All right. Because
that would be the best video. All right. Let's toast the fact that technology continues to work for 12 minutes. Never drink on me. Never drink on me. Come on. Jake the Rake went to Denny's on the Strip and said it was awful. What? Denny's awful? That can't possibly be.
They got a second floor patio, though. It's supposed to have great views.
Where is the Denny's on the Strip?
They just put it in at...
Who goes to Denny's on the
Strip? Was it Casino Royale?
Oh, I think you're right.
Where they put in a fancy second level. I believe it overlooks the Bellagio Fountains.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so you could have a grand slam and... A little
rush on out to the bathroom.
Conte Partito on the Bellagio.
Nicely, well put. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now it's time for Have a Drink on Me. It's part of the show where we show you a picture of a club, or not a club, a bar or a lounge or a speakeasy or a, dirt hole little place. And we show that picture, and then you guys get a chance to guess what that picture is. And if you do guess correctly, if you're selected afterwards, then you have a chance to win some fantastic prizes. Wayne, tell them what they can win.
Here on this week's Have a Drink on Me, do you feel the need to open up some cellophane, crack open a nice plastic case, and slip a disc into your CD drive?
A disc in your CD drive, baby.
Hey there. After the show, Scott.
Stop it.
If so, stick a little Scott Whitney in that bitch, that. And load up one of the tracks of Jazzathon, Chris McAcoustic,
stick
Chris McAcoustic too.
Stick a little Scott Whitney in that bitch. Is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. It's my new tagline.
All right.
Oh, continue on.
Hey, it's getting warmer out there in Las Vegas, and with the warmth comes the sun. What better way to keep that sun off your forehead and out of your eyes than with a Vegas Video Network visor? It's functional, it's stylish, it's a double threat.
Yeah.
Hey, if drinking's more of your style, and let's face it, it's 8:10 and you're watching a podcast about drinking in Las Vegas, you could experience the ultimate. No, we're not going to invite you on the show. Scott's a little protective, and I, you know, I have problems getting through security sometime. But he will meet you in a public place during daylight hours for a drink. Just one. Let's not abuse the system, folks. Let's ruin it for everyone.
Very good. Thank you, Wayne. There's some opportunities to increase the probability of winning.
There are.
So you get one entry.
We're going to kill the music?
That's going to stop in a second.
Oh, okay.
Watch.
Hey, let's add a little something. Oh, well, and there you go. Look at you, David Blaine. Let's do a fourth offering this week only.
Oh.
If you win this week,
yeah,
I will donate $5 to the stadium fund in your name.
Okay. I like that. Very good. Okay, so you can also double or even triple or quadruple your opportunity to win, right? You get one name in the hat for a correct answer. If you provided that opening video like Scott did, he gets a name in the hat just for doing that. If you are the very first correct answer we receive, you get another name in the hat. If you're in the live chat and we get a correct answer, we put another name in the hat. And if you provide a video entry for Have a Drink on Me, you also get another name in the hat. So what is that, 15 opportunities? It's fantastic. Okay, let's look at last year's, Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, we were off last week.
It feels like, for all of you guys, oh, I almost forgot the most important part. Sorry, first of all, that's the wrong one. That's the email you're gonna send it to, haveadrinkatvegasvianetwork.com. Now, there's other reasons why people do this. It's not just for the hat, it's not just for the glory, it's not just for the drinks or the food. They want the hat, they want the visor. Why? Because it turns them into something else. What? And just a nice fella? Well, for sure that.
Mm-hmm.
But do you mean they might turn into some kind of deity? Of course, that's what I mean. What kind of deity? Well, you'll be a part of the galaxy of gods.
There's Steve and Michael and then there is Robert and Rosie and Michael and Scott and Nikki, Alan and Aaron. And there they are as newest and wait, there's Bob and his wife and Danny and Shanna, Jen and Craig and Glenn and Jimmy. And there is Rob and Ken and Stuart who's in Russia and Christina whose all babies are because of my music and Don and Jackie and Mike. There is Pops and Sammy and Carol and a dog, but wait, there's more. There's Chris, whose liver is the size of my fingernail.
Cirrhosis is a bitch.
And Wayne. And let's not forget our good buddy Brett as well.
Okay, now we are done with the official part. We had 18 of 18 last year.
How's
last
he doing, by the way? Is he still married?
Who?
Scott.
Chris.
Chris.
Yes, he's still married. Smart ass.
I'm just disaster. Inquiring minds want
to
know.
He's about ready to have a baby. Did you know that? You knew that, right?
I did not know that.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, he's pregnant. Oh, his wife's pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah, they're probably 4 or 5 months in.
Hmm. Didn't know that.
He's going to be a dad. He's already a stepdad.
But that I knew.
Yeah, he's going to be a dad.
Hmm.
All right, here is...
That's going to work out well.
Last week's... Be nice. Here's last week's Have a Drink on Me, and the clues were... Do you know this place?
I do not know.
It's the Sand Dollar Lounge, the Sand Dollar Lounge, the Sand Dollar Lounge.
Over on Spring those were the Mountain. Clues, but what was the answer?
The Sand Dollar Lounge.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we got, like I said, 18 of 18. Let's begin with our hat and be ready over there, big feller. Okay, first, we're going to put our kid Dakota in there because he gave us our opening video. God bless his little heart. Thank you, kid. And then we continue. Greg Tapscott, he gets one for the correct answer. And he gets one more for being the first correct answer. And he gets one more for being in the live chat. It's a triple threat for the Gregor.
Wow.
Well done. Well done. Well done. Monica Fagan, one for the correct answer. One for being in the live chat. She goes by Binky if you ever find yourself in the live chat. She's a lovely, lovely gal.
Hmm.
Jim Gallagher, also known as Jimmy 2Gs, one for the correct answer and one for the live chat. So if you notice already, most of these people have doubled or tripled their pleasure, maybe because they understand how to play the game.
I've noticed.
Oh, you've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, we've got Glenn Santa from beautiful New York. Actually, he hates when I say that. He's from Syracuse.
Oh.
Which is New York. Yeah. One for the correct answer.
Can't escape that.
Very, very good. We've got we have the Dolly Parton in our live chat. That's a new one I haven't heard before. Gary Romberg, Mr. Testy, one for the correct answer. We've got Penny Gregory, one for the correct answer. We've got Andy in New Hampshire, one for the correct answer. We've got Eric Norberg from Minnesota. Now, Eric has dropped the ball a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Last time, he and his wife, significant other, Jen, put in, so they doubled their pleasure just by playing the marriage card, the partner card. I think it's smart. They dropped the ball a little bit. Come on, Eric. You can do better than that. Looking forward, Kevin Whips from the Canada. We're very big in Canada. We're going to do a tour up there. We should kill it.
Come on, if you're 19, come on with us. You'll have a great time.
We'll have a lot of fun. Mike Lazowski, Mad Chipmunk, known in the live chat. That's one for the correct answer. And let me double check to see if Madman is in there. I don't see him. The Brett Barnes from beautiful Paradise, California. Okay, we're moving on. Leo from Vancouver, California. Great show. If I win, please send the visor and take the postage out of Wayne's pay.
Well,
unfortunate.
Can you go into negative numbers?
Unfortunate turn of words there. Can't do that. Looking forward. David Trichel. Trichel? T-R-I-C-H-E-L. Trichel. 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 Now I'm not going to get that out of my head. Tasket. The brown and yellow basket. He's from West Monroe, Louisiana. He enjoys the show. Well, check. That's what we want you to do, is to
hopefully
enjoy the show. I haven't got a lot of people saying, hey, your show sucks.
Man, Tuesday it's 7. I got to get in the
fucking
chat room.
Right? God, I hate these people. Geez. All those people in the chat room suck. Mm. The show sucks.
Tri-caster. It's going to go like 89 minutes.
Hate that part. Scott, Kid Dakota.
Better get logged in.
Scott, who's 233 miles north of Effingham. He already got one before because he provided the opening video. Way to go, Scott. Barb, God damn it. I want to say Shatanis or Shatanis. I always say it wrong.
She's you do.
She's been a player for a long time now. Great show. Loved the taste test. Love seeing you win 25% of your guesses. That's support.
That's just what I do. I win.
That's right. That's what I do. I just win. I can't stop it. It's just what I do. Mm-hmm. Mike Beatty had a great time in Vegas. Sure would have liked to have won that drink. Maybe next time. Let me just say something about that. I get those emails occasionally where people say, I want to win because I'm going to be in Vegas, and I would like to basically suck on the teat of your alcohol buying capabilities. Let me just suggest something to you. What about buy me a drink?
Yeah.
Why not just say, hey, Scott, I didn't win, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I would like to buy you, Wayne, I'd like to buy both of you a drink for all the joy and love that you do.
We have feelings too.
We have feelings. Do I get many of those emails? No.
No.
Do I get a couple? Yeah, a couple from good people.
It's all take, take, take.
Take,
never
take,
any
take.
Give.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going. Christmas card season is coming up, well, in a while, but you're not on my Christmas card list anymore.
I mean, St. Patrick's Day creep is already here.
Yeah, forget it. You're not going to get a
Shamrock Shake.
Shamrock Shake. Fucking.
I'll take you off for a Shamrock Shake, God, Scott.
Damn it. All right. Sorry, I got a little out of.
It's all right. I would hug you, but
next up,
I don't want to bump the cable. Then we got to reset
right,
again.
Right. TriCaster goes, I don't have a video. Well, I guess we'll shut down audio just for the hell of it. Fantastic. Mm. Brand new version of your software. Stephen Riley Finch.
But hey, turns those videos upside down.
Fantastic. Yeah, there's so many good news there. Steve Riley Finch, who is known as Island Steve, he gets one for the correct answer. He gets one for being in the live chat. And Stephen writes.
Stephen writes, hi, Scott / Wayne. Hi. I guess we just pick whichever one then. We're going to go. Let's start over again. Hi, Wayne. Late entry, Sand Dollar Lounge, LV. I'm assuming that means Las Vegas.
Yep.
I was going to send a video entry, but never got to it. I feel
lazy,
a lot of excuses
lazy
coming on here. Spent a week in Las Vegas and finalized all the details on our new townhome in Henderson. It's going to be awesome, though. Going to be awesome.
Henderson.
Scheduled to be built starting in February.
Be sure to call it by the correct name. It's called Hendertucky. Everybody here knows that. That's the rule. Please continue.
Scheduled build start in February. Should be ready August. 6 months, then I will be Wayne's neighbor.
Go.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Won't you be? Won't you be?
What's that sound we hear?
Please, won't you be my neighbor? Looking forward to our move and meeting you all in person at some point. Again, if you can get past the security here at the villa, but
yeah,
all this time, could we like stop with the cavity searches? Like, can I get on an approved list or something?
Here's the funny thing that when you say that, I hear you protesteth. Thou protesteth too loudly. Here's why I know that's true.
Isn't there like a villa pre-check program I can be a member of?
And here's why there is no villa pre-check, as you so gracefully put it. You don't want one. Here's why I know that. We have a couple cameras here. I'm in the video business, so I've got cameras strategically all over
my
property. Yeah. Oh, thank you. And well done. And so we have these cameras, and we are watching the full cavity search on video. And while you say you don't like it, here's the look I see when you're getting.
Oh, I'm just naturally friendly. I smile a lot.
Yeah, you're like this.
I'm the happy baby, my mother tells me. By the way, Island Steve finishes and closes by saying he visited Valley of Fire, and that spectacular.
Yeah, it's
good. Island Steve.
All right. And then finally, we've got Pops. Pops writes, I don't always read his email. I'm going to read this one, and then we'll show his video because it's fantastic. And here's what Pop writes. I admit to being a bit dubious when it was announced that Wayne was going to try to fill the giant empty spot across the table from you. But after watching Pick Your Poison Living in Las Vegas number 296 and the Vodka Blind Taste Test 297, I was left with a feeling of normalcy. I'm beginning to see that everything is going to be okay. I think BG would approve. Bravo, Wayne. Cheers. Your buddy, Pops.
Thank you. Thank you, Pops. When words are used to describe me, I'm glad that normal is one of them.
Which almost never happens. Pop also submitted this cinematic masterpiece.
Hey, kids. I said I was going to say nice things in 2017. Scott made it easy this week. Ooh. He picked a bar that I approve of. I give it extra points because it's not on the strip. I give it super extra points because it's at the corner of Chinatown and Sketchyville. I give it a gold star because it's got a long tradition of live music. I checked it out. They had a band last weekend. They got a band next weekend. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they got a band every weekend. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of place that I might go hang out. Since I don't drink anymore, bars got to have something other than alcohol to attract me. This is the kind of place that I might hang out when I'm not playing slots. Of course, you probably wouldn't recognize me because you'd be looking for this. And what you should be looking for is this. See ya.
God bless America.
Wasn't that a Lips Inc. song? Won't you take me to Sketchy Town?
God, what is happening? One for the correct answer for Pops.
So this is the part where I just throw the whole thing in and it pops.
Right. One for the video and one for being in the live chat. Come on now. We're not cheating here. Get it in there.
You're not cheating if you're not trying.
Five-time winner, Pops. How does he do it? Because he's a god. Okay, here we go.
Oh, Pops is jumping out.
He's so confident in his capabilities of winning. He's like, yeah, go ahead and take one out of me. Take out a 33% of my play. I don't care. At least I'm at 250. Okay,
hey,
here we go.
Boink. 253 is good enough for the Hall of Fame.
No. That's a glitch. That's a mistake. Here we go. Boop. And the winner is. Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We need a drum roll. We've got all these sound effects for other things.
Glenn Santa, everybody. Glenn's from Syracuse, New York.
Is he?
Actually gave
That's
me a visor.
That's in New York,
visor.
Though, right?
He gave me a visor.
Did he?
Yeah. I like that he's won.
Wait, is he the one that's supposed to come out of my money?
No.
Oh, okay.
Glenn and his lovely wife and my wife and us, we spent New Year's Eve together, so there is no collusion here.
Not at all. And where did you spend it at?
Capitol Grill.
Oh.
Go to the Capitol Grill. Oh. Because it's fantastic. Yeah. Okay, let's look at this week's Have
That's
a Drink
That's so crazy that
on
my,
me.
My invitation got lost.
You were, I think actually I did invite you. And you said, no, I can't go because I have children or some crazy nonsense. Mm. Children. That'll go away eventually. Sometimes you don't need kids. Okay, here we go. Here's this week's Have a Drink on Me. Ready? Hint number one. It's very hip, like the big band leader of the same name. It's pretty hip. It's actually probably one of my top three favorite bars, just parenthetically. It's very hip, like the big band leader of the same name. Hint number two. It could be named after a co-founder of Twitter. It could be named after a co-founder of Twitter.
And I love Twitter, and I don't...
Social
media I have.
Not so easy anymore, huh?
I'm glad you finally stepped... Yeah, took 297 episodes, 298, but you stepped it up.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut. Hit number three. At one time, the Blue Men could have grabbed a drink here, but not anymore. At one time, the Blue Men could have grabbed a drink here after their big blue show, but not anymore.
Scott Whitney, you know, I applaud you.
That was good.
These might be the best clues.
They're very good.
I have ever heard.
They're fantastic. If you know the answer to this, very difficult clues, have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Again, have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
And just like that,
we're done.
Our time together.
Part two of episode 298. We're going to split these up.
Part one started off slow, but man, did we pick up speed in two.
It's been great. Anybody want to buy a TriCaster? I'm selling two of them now. All right, anyways, hey, thanks for watching.
Can we roll the updates back?
I should have. Although I just, nah, who cares? When it works mediocrely.
Hey, it was a pleasure working for you all today.
Yes, it was. If you want to send us an email, send it to onrq@livinginlv.com. Again, onrq@livinginlv.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, we want to hear your dulcet tones because you're a good singer. You have a good singing voice.
Hell, even if they're not dulcet.
Doesn't even matter, right?
Yeah, as long as you've got a tone.
Go to our homepage at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Click that little red tab on the right side, a little box will pop up, and you'll start recording because you have a microphone attached to your computer. We're all over the place. We're on the iTunes. If you like us on iTunes, why don't you give us a 5-star review? If you check us out on the YouTube, which a lot of people do, give us a thumbs up and share us with your friends. You can also find us on Roku, where we have over 73,000 accounts installed. We're on Stitcher and TuneIn and Chromecast, Apple, Google, and Fire TV, Google Play, and of course, the Vegas Video Network. I'm your buddy, Scott. That's your pal, Wayne. Thanks so much for playing along. We'll see you guys next week on the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. Take care, everybody. If you could just complain a little more, that'd be helpful.